Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now it is Friday. It's time for our visiting critic, where we ask someone who's not a traditional, non-professional critic to review something, an event, go out for us out of the normal comfort zone. And this week, Raphael Olimpio. He's a rap artist, spoken word poet, and he's live from Cork. Good morning to you, Raphael.
Morning, Oliver. How's it going?
Not so bad at all. Come here, you're the rap artist, spoken word poet. You presumably like classical music, but you've never gone to see it live. Is that fair to say? Where?
Yeah. I've listened to bits here and there. I listen to them particularly when I'm going on like long trips, traveling. Calms me down, so it has that calming effect on me. I've also delved into it a little bit. I've been introduced to Evelyn Grant and Gene Kelly, who has played a harp for me for one of my spoken word pieces. But yeah, like you said, I've never actually been to a classical concert at all.
Never really occurred to you either?
No, never at all. So yeah.
Well, that's why we like giving new experiences to lovely people, Raphael. So we sent you to the West Cork Chamber Music Festival, which is still running. It's running until Sunday. A new experience for you?
Yeah. Didn't know what to expect at all. But you know what? I've listened to bits, as I said. The only kind of classical artists who are legends are Beethoven and kind of Mozart. They're the only people I kind of knew of.
You're speaking for the rest of the country and the rest of the world there, yeah.
So I went in not knowing what to expect. And the first person I guess I seen was Peter Vespelvi, who's a cello player. And again, it's funny because I went home talking to a few of my friends about it, and I mentioned like four instruments in one sentence that I'd never really kind of mentioned before. Yeah. So the cello player was the kind of my first kind of opportunity to see. He was a solo act, and he didn't utter one word. He literally did not say one word. He was introduced and he came on stage and he just played. And I didn't know what a cello sounded like. I seen an instrument with four strings and I was like, oh yeah, should be grand. Started playing, and then I heard like the different elements of it, the bassy sounds, the brighter sounds. And it had such like variety in just a four string instrument. And he played it with such kind of finesse. And I sat there and I felt like I was brought on a journey.
Yeah.
And I'm someone like, I'm a wordsmith. I use words to kind of engage with the audience and really kind of paint a picture. And he did that with just sound. And I was kind of blown away by that. I mean, it was an hour. Initially I was like, can I sit here for an hour listening to just the cello? And yeah, I could have listened to it for the whole day.
Is that right?
Yeah, literally, because I started like he's playing like a soundtrack to my life right now. Those parts where it's like the emotions were really, really getting there. And I was, the funny thing is I was wearing a smartwatch as I was listening and my heart rate was like down very low, like lower than usual because I was so calm listening to it. And I'm someone that struggles a little bit with social anxiety now and again.
Yeah.
And I just felt it all go away. And I was truly inspired. I had words kind of come to me as well as I was listening. And he finished his piece and kind of went off.
Never said anything.
Didn't say anything again.
And listen, after an hour of cello, some people would think that's a tall order for them.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you did as well. But this sounds like it's done something to you.
Definitely. Literally, I've been converted. Like, I'm a classical music listener now. I'm a fan of Peter Vespelvi. I literally looked him up when I got home because first of all I wanted to see what he sounded like because that was something that intrigued me. I was like, what does he actually sound like?
Yeah, his voice. Yeah.
And I was listening to a few interviews and he was talking about like stage fright and all this, and I was like, there's no way he experienced stage fright.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. Then
you went to more.
I went to more, yeah. I listened to a young group called the Sonic Quartet. They had more like kind of more instruments in their set. There was the cello, two viola players and a violin player. Again, I've it's so funny, all those kind of instruments coming out of my mouth, because I'd never say all them before. But
and Prokofiev, you're just going around randomly saying.
Yeah, literally.
So there's a cello, two violins and a viola.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a lot more energy, as you'd expect with, I guess, a lot more instruments in the set. And these were like a young group, and I work with young people in the community. I do music workshops.
Yeah.
And this group, they were like, I talked to one of them and they were just finishing their Leaving Cert. They're like 19, 20. And they sounded so professional. I couldn't tell the difference between like Peter, who I feel like, I don't know, looking at his history, he's been playing for over 40 years. And then there was this young group who have been playing since they were seven. But the energy and the kind of synchronicity between them as they were playing was incredible. And they told the story as well. I actually got to hear them speak because prior to them performing, they gave, a little insight to what their pieces were about. Mm. One of their pieces was kind of about being stuck, having a thought and kind of being stuck in that thought, and how that thought kind of transcends and progresses, and you get more thoughts until all your thoughts kind of diffuse. Mm-hmm. So they play that true sound, and I also have ADHD, so when I get a thought, these thoughts kind of transpire. And it was just like, again, I was just like, I get you.
Yes.
I know what you're saying, but it's true music with no words again.
This is a rave review. You are definitely going to our RT Lyric FM from now on forever. Raphael, you mentioned you're working with kids, and some of the kids are in direct provision, isn't that right? And,
yes.
And that is your experience. That's how you came to Ireland many years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The first
yeah.
experience of Ireland, I should say, was direct provision.
Yeah.
What age were you?
So I was about 6 years old when I first arrived. And
that's about 24 years ago?
Yes, yeah, okay. About 24 years ago.
How long did you spend there?
Just under 2 years. So yeah, I was just turning 8 when we left, and then we moved to the city. So I was in a very rural area, quite isolated. And I guess that's where my love for music kind of began,
really?
Due to the isolation. And also, I guess initially I was in, whilst in direct provision, English wasn't necessarily my first language. I had a little bit of English. So I guess, and I was watching a lot of telly. My mom spoke French and Ewe, which is a tribal language from Togo, which was what we spoke at home. But then when we came to Ireland, my mom wanted me to be kind of proficient in the English language and stop speaking French and Ewe to me. So I did everything in my power to get better. And hip hop was a tool, I guess, I used to improve my English. And I used to listen to like Eminem and listen to his backstory and how he used a dictionary to kind of build on his vocabulary. Mm-hmm. So I got a dictionary and a thesaurus, and I'd kind of look for rhyme words and get to understand words better. And over time, I did hip hop for a long time, and over time I've always loved storytelling. I've always loved
This is where you've developed to.
You have
a fascinating story. I wish we had more time, and I think we'll have to get you in again to talk about it, because you have a fascinating story, and I think it's really relevant to the national conversation in Ireland now. Mm. I want to just let you go by congratulating you on your degree in occupational therapy, isn't it, from UCC?
Yes, yes. Just finished up, just graduated.
Perfect.
Absolutely delighted.
I'm so sorry I have to let you go, but I also want to tell people, because you've been totally converted, the West Cork Chamber Music Festival finishes on Sunday. More events today, westcorkmusic.ie. Raphael Olimpio, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend.
Me.
Bye-bye.